Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch with me today, as you always are, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time in beautiful Los Angeles, here on the West Coast, with the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool internet talk radio station, LA Talk Radio. Hey, everybody. As always, a magnificent show today, and a great guest. So, you know, it's so interesting because I kind of share with you guys sometimes who comes, not who, but who comes with what types of issues into my office, the kind of most common things who, you know, really get settled. And it's simply about relationships. That's what it's all about. And it seems like many single women and men who come to talk to me about their relationship issues, they tell me that they're more confused than ever. And I say, yeah, well, you're living in Los Angeles. It's a crazy place. That's the way it is. But no, truly, everybody all over the world. I mean, there's such a revolution that has gone on with men and women. And a lot of my clients complain that dating or relationships, they're not working for them. They just want to have a happier love life. They just want to be happier. Find somebody special. And a lot of women actually come in and tell me that they've actually settled for certain men in their lives because they just wanted a relationship. They're tired of being lonely, or because all of their friends are in relationships, or, you know, their body clocks are running out, and the list goes on. So today we're going to talk about that and many other things. And my special guest today is psychiatrist Dr. Susan Edelman. And we're talking about her latest multi-award-winning book. It's amazing. You've got to get it. And we're going to tell you how you can get the book. It's called Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, A New Sexual Revolution for Women. And she's going to talk to you about how understanding women and why we don't get what we want from men. And guys, don't go away. Please do not zip out. This is about you. You need to listen to this show also, because the book is also geared for men. It's very important, guys. You need to listen. Find out more about what we're thinking as women. Okay? You'll understand how we react to some of the ways you think, guys, and how some of the things that you say and do really confuse us. It drives us crazy. And my guest, Dr. Edelman, also says that our culture puts so much pressure on us to be sexy that a lot of us believe that it's the key to getting what we want. But in reality, no, that's really not it. Okay? So we're going to be talking about how to be a happier you, get what you want, and all that stuff. I always recommend that you guys, if you have a question or comment about what we're talking about, do email me here, right here, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And I know Susan would also be happy to answer your questions. If you're not so shy, you can give me a call if you'd like. For now, I'm not taking calls. Engineer? Yes. 323-203-0815. If you have a burning question you would like to get live on the air, that is cool too. But for now, we're just going to take email questions. But I want to get to the interview because I want to tell you all about this book. So let's get with it. Dr. Susan Edelman, welcome to the show. So nice to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Oh, I really, really enjoyed reading your book. It was
so
amazing.
Glad.
It was such a good book. And, I mean, it really does kind of lay out what's going on in society with women and men. So I really appreciate that. And I think you're going
Thank you. I'm excited about it.
You're going to help a lot of people out there.
I hope so.
So let's just jump into it. Why do you think, Dr. Susan, as women, that we need a new sexual revolution? Or what's going on?
You know, Dr. Michelle, the sexual revolution promised women more choices, but women today are just as confused as ever. Mm. Because we went from, if you have sex before marriage, you're a tramp, to if you're a virgin, you're a prude.
Right.
We have forgotten the meaning of liberation, the freedom to choose for yourself.
Yeah.
So we need a new revolution that encourages each of us to decide what's right for us as individuals, no matter what the cultural expectations. And that's what being your own brand of sexy is.
I love that. That makes a lot of sense. You know, it really has changed. And to the point where I know you as a psychiatrist, you have patients and you hear all sorts of stories about these things from young women and men and older women and older men all the time. You know, that things are changing. What's going on? I'm confused, right?
Exactly. Everybody's confused because we're seeing all these sex cells. So we keep seeing more and more things about what you should be doing. How much sex is normal, people wonder. If I have it less than four times a week, is there something wrong with me? Why can't I find a boyfriend? Do I need to lose weight or get breast implants? Oh, what's wrong?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, there are a lot of pressures in society. Can you share some of the other factors going on that kind of have caused this rise of, as we call it, the hookup culture and the demise of romance? I mean, what's up with that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we're confused because the birth control pill came out and women, you know, broke free. We didn't have to worry about getting pregnant anymore.
Right.
And so we were tired of those rules. We wanted more independence. We wanted to be able to ask men out and do what we wanted to do. If we wanted to have casual sex, we wanted to be able to do that. So we've kind of lost every rule we had to guide relationships and a lot of societal protections. And then here we are, you know, with nothing to guide us, and everybody's got a different opinion about what we should do. So if it's a little like going to a strange new land without a compass. So unless you're really strong in what you believe, it's very easy to get lost.
Gosh,
so
really,
we're seeing these women wondering, is a guy really, this guy really into me?
Right.
Does he expect sex right away and he might disappear if not? How long should I wait to have sex? All these things that we have no guidelines about anymore. And women often end up feeling taken for granted when our culture says, well, having lots of sex is the way to go, rather than emphasizing the importance of being treated well by men. And that's not empowering.
Oh, wow. That is so true. And, you know, you have a lot of people coming into you, like I said a little bit earlier, who probably don't understand why they feel so sad or are so empty because they're trying to keep up with that whole race of trying to be the sexiest or the hottest or the, you know, I want to change my personality. What's wrong with me? I'm not desirable. And it's so tough these days, right?
It's really tough. And I think part of it is that our culture, you know, talks about wanting to empower us, but it's lip service in a way, because in a way they do better financially if we're insecure.
Yes.
Women, you know, right? If you know, magazines won't sell beauty products if we don't feel bad about how we look. So like 56% of women are unhappy with how they look.
Oh my goodness. Isn't that staggering? I mean, but in a way it's not. If you know, if we just talk to friends or just other women out there in the world, not even necessarily patients, it's just, it is what it is, right?
And also in the movie industry, I think it's mostly men making and producing movies. So, you know, and sex sells. So they're way more likely to make something sexy and sexual. And then women look at that and they go, well, what's wrong with me that I don't want to do that? They don't think This is men making these movies. They don't get women.
That's right. No, that's really true. And by the way, guys, if you're listening, come on, I know I have a huge male audience here because you're just very cool, and I thank you so much for being here. This is a great book for you, too, not only women. I want you to hang in here, and I encourage you to email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com if you have any questions. This is not a let's dump on men radio show today. And Dr. Edelman, Dr. Susan is laughing, I hear, because she knows what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, men don't have it any better in this new age, Dr.
Right.
Michelle.
Yeah.
They're under pressure to be manly and sensitive at the same time. Now, how confusing is that?
No kidding.
Yeah. Who knows what masculine means today? Should they insist on picking up the check, even if she makes more money?
Right.
Can they make a move without being accused of harassment?
Mm-hmm.
If they say no to sex, are people going to say they're gay?
Wow. Yes. It's so true. It's such a hard place to navigate for guys, too. So that's so awesome that you point that out in your book. You know, it's really important. By the way, if you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio and my special guest. She's an amazing psychiatrist and author and public speaker and teacher, and she also has so many accolades, which I'll be sharing with you in just a little bit. But Dr. Susan has just written a book called Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, A New Sexual Revolution for Women. And again, guys, don't go away. This is for you, too. You're going to hear a lot of good information to help you out. But primarily, it's really mainly asking the question and answering so many of the questions you have, is what you think you know about dating sabotaging your chance at happiness, guys, girls? Huh? Is that what's going on? I mean, really? So we kind of talked about how women and men have gotten here because of all the mixed messages, right, Dr. Susan?
Right.
So what are some of the things we need to discover and develop to find our own brand of sexy?
Well, I think the awareness of how much we're influenced by all these external pressures can really help, so we can realize when we actually have a choice. Because if we don't see our choices, it really limits what your options are. And, you know, when we encourage our friends to go hook up with somebody, we may not realize that they're not so sure that's what they want to do.
Yes.
And unwittingly, we may actually be pressuring them to do something they're uncomfortable with. So if we would have more of a, you know, conversation with people about what their comfort level is and what their feelings are, instead of telling them, well, this is the right way to do it, when we're all different. And I think there needs to be more value placed on getting in touch with your feelings and really trying to figure out what's right for you.
Mm-hmm. That sure makes a lot of sense. So, you know, you also suggest it's important for us to understand sort of how we are built, right? Because it sort of gives us a biological perspective as to whether casual sex works for us. Or can you explain more about what that means and why that's really important?
I have heard so many times from women, well, I'm a modern woman. What's wrong with me that I get so attached?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many women see these feelings of attachment as the problem with sex. But actually, we are built for attachment.
Right.
So human beings are built for attachment. We're simply no longer honoring the way we're built. And, you know, we think we should be outgrowing that stuff, but that's not the way our
right.
bodies work. And in fact, our culture's glamorizing the microwave romance, which is, you know, a romance that progresses at lightning speed and then usually explodes in your face. But faster doesn't equal better, right?
Gosh, it's so true. I mean, and again, I hear the same thing, Dr. Susan. It's like, you know, I just kind of knew what the relationship was. I kind of knew we had an understanding that we weren't going to get serious, but we were just hooking up. But gosh, I don't know. I kind of got attached to him, and this is really bad. I hear this all the time also, you know, so that makes a lot of sense, exactly what's going on, you know?
Yeah. And so women are sort of told, well, you should just brush those feelings aside,
right.
you know, and ignore them. But right. That's a good for anybody, because what guides women, what helps them figure out what they want, and men too, is their feelings.
Exactly.
Right?
So true.
So you turn them off, it's really like you're going to get lost.
It's so true. My goodness. By the way, guys, here on LA Talk Radio, on the couch, I'm speaking with my special guest, Dr. Susan Edelman. She's a psychiatrist, board certified, by the way. She spent 29 years as a practicing therapist in Palo Alto, right here in California, specializing in women's issues. And in addition to her private practice, Dr. Edelman is an adjunct clinical associate professor at Stanford University in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and many other accolades. But this is just sort of giving you an idea of her experience and her knowledge of everything. And, of course, the book, Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, A New Sexual Revolution for Women, that Dr. Susan is sharing with us today. And in a little bit, we're going to tell you how you can get a hold of the book and really understand why you think the way you do and why you feel the way you do, women and men, to understand women better. It's really important for you to read this, and it's a very interesting read. And it's, in my opinion, which I love, Dr. Susan, it's a wonderful self-help book. It has people really ponder a lot of questions about themselves and why they do the things they do. And I think that's what we need, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, I think some women who are mothers also have found it helpful to understand what's going on in the culture these days and help their daughters cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much pressure on young people, it's very, very difficult.
Gosh, it's so true. So we were talking about sort of getting in touch with ourselves, and we sort of are getting a feeling for why it's important to understand why we need a new sexual revolution. And in your book, you suggest we ask ourselves different questions, important questions. And we just sort of briefly touched on getting in to know you. You know, so we need to ask our questions to ourselves, such as, how will we feel if we have sex and he disappears off the face of the earth? Or what if a guy stops dating us and just wants booty calls? Now, obviously, these questions are important. But why is it so important to really contemplate this and figure these things out?
I'm so glad you asked, because when your culture tells you lots of sex is normal, and maybe your friends too, it doesn't teach you how to protect your heart. Mm. It doesn't emphasize the importance of being treated well by men, and it doesn't really tell you, hey, you might feel hurt or taken for granted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So women think there's something wrong with them when they have these feelings, and that's like disabling your GPS when you're lost in a strange new city.
Yeah.
The most important thing that helps you figure out what you want is how you feel and what you want. And unfortunately, when you're bombarded by a lot of pressure and sexual images, you may forget all about that.
Right. It's so true. And I love the way you talked about what's going on with that reality show, The Bachelor, and how it's such a popular show. I'm not putting down the producers. I know some of the people who work on the show, but it really actually mirrors our society today, right? And
definitely.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you see in that show that mirror our society today?
Well, basically, it's a show where the women are competing for the men.
Yeah.
And the men don't really have anything to prove to the woman.
Mm.
It's right? I mean,
right?
We're supposed to take for granted that he's wonderful, and all the women are supposed to be chasing after him and trying to get him. So it puts the women in a difficult position.
Sure.
And you know, I'm just worried about creating entitlement in men. I mean,
yes.
Already the... Dr. Michelle,
what?
Here we have, you know, kind of an expectation with powerful men that they're going to misbehave. Look at our election,
oh,
where
yes.
we had sexual assault mentioned on both sides of the political aisle.
Right.
I mean, this is not good for women.
No.
That we are starting to think these things are normal.
Right.
So The Bachelor it creates a bit of entitlement, right? The guy doesn't have anything to prove. The women are chasing him. Mm-hmm. And women today spend a lot of time trying to figure out if a man is into them.
Yes.
But really, it's way easier if you let the man make the first move, because if he doesn't, then you know he's not into you. You've got your answer right there.
There you go.
But we think it's normal to go chase after men.
Right. And the most fascinating thing that I hear, too, is are these questions to me, but are the thoughts from women who are single and dating, is like, do you think I should text him back? He kind of ghosted me for a week. Shall I reach out one more time? I know you hear this, Dr. Susan, all the time. Right?
Well, they don't even ask. They go ahead and write him back. They're so happy to hear from him a lot of times, right?
Right,
but,
exactly.
Yeah, and so we don't realize how we're kind of smothering men.
Yeah.
Men often need space to realize how they feel about a woman and how... are they going to miss you if you're calling and texting and asking him what his plans are for the weekend before he's even thought about it?
Right. That makes a lot of sense, too. Or just sort of get the clue that maybe he isn't interested. He's busy. You can give him so many passes on, well, maybe I know he's so busy in his work, but just a quick hi or thanks for reaching out or something like that. You know, you've got to understand some of the cues, you know, to really understand what the guys are going to say to you or not, you know. And speaking about which, I loved the part in your book where you talked about some of the things that we think and do to ourselves when we are in obsession land as women. So what can we learn from some of these thoughts that can drive us crazy?
Well, it just obsession land, of course, is this place that's not very healthy. To think about a man all the time and worry about whether he's going to call or whether you should text him back or whether he met someone else. So it's very good if you can try and figure out why you would be obsessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe it reminds you of a past breakup, or maybe you don't like the way he's treating you and you don't want to get in touch with your feelings about it. So you're trying to work it through in some way. And so women can really, and men too, because men, this happens to men as well, right? We can really learn a lot by what's going on that I'm doing this, because it's certainly not healthy. And, you know, you don't really want a relationship with a man who's not into you.
True.
And it helps women to try and remember that. That's not what I'm looking for here. If he's ghosted me, mm-hmm. That's not really what I want. But sometimes we chase after the things that we can't get.
Yes, it's true. It's kind of like the most important behavioral motivational thing is that intermittent reinforcement. You know, it's like, oh, but I got a little high from him, and maybe I'm going to just keep putting it out there because I get these intermittent little notes from him or whatever. But it's about a booty call a lot of times, so that's not good. So talking about obsession land, as you do in your book, what are some of the healthy thoughts that we can develop to help us get through these types of thinking?
Well, it's good to think, well, maybe he just got busy and I'll hear from him. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I'm not going to worry about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go plan something fun to do. Or I don't have to freak out if he doesn't call me right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing is I deserve better than this.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy has ghosted you for a long period of time, maybe this isn't the kind of relationship I want.
Exactly. Yeah, it's about self-care and self-esteem and all that. And you also talk about the importance of emotional hygiene and, you know, how we as women we're really into our outward appearance, and a lot of us are insecure about it, but we tend to neglect our emotional needs. So how do you suggest that we take better care of those needs when it comes to dating and wanting to find a special partner in our lives?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that, Dr. Michelle, because really developing your instincts and intuition helps a lot in trying to find a partner, and just in every area of your life. And that is listening to those feelings again, right?
Right.
It's a way to assess situations, and it can help you figure out how to handle them. Because what ultimately works many times is for people to find a way to stand up for themselves in situations that aren't working, to find a way to communicate that. And there are many different ways to do it. But you can't do that unless you're in touch with how you feel. That's kind of the first step.
Yes, it's so true.
And so many of us are worrying too much about trying to please somebody else, mm-hmm. and they kind of forget about themselves.
Sure they do. So how can we better sort of just zone in on getting in touch with ourselves and knowing what's right for us?
That's such a great question. Mm. I think that what happens sometimes is we get busy, or we eat too much or drink too much or have sex to make the feelings go away. And so trying to just become more aware on a regular daily basis, you know, how do I really feel about that guy? Mm. Did he do anything that I wasn't comfortable with?
Right.
You know?
Right. It's really important to take sort of notes, even in our phones, after we have an encounter, maybe even sexual, but even a meeting with somebody. Let's say you met somebody online and you're just starting to kind of get out there. It's really important because we tend to forget sometimes, you know, some of those things that made us feel a little weird during the interaction, or why did he do that? And these could be possible, not weird, but possible questions that you might ask this person if you want to see them again, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and even being aware, you know, that was kind of a strange thing that they said. I wonder what that means.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, this, you don't even have to meet someone online to pick up some weird things sometimes that people are doing or saying,
right.
And you're usually better off not rushing to meet somebody if you see any kind of warning signs. A lot of men these days, they want to meet you right away. They want to see what you look like in person,
sure.
And that's understandable, but perhaps, especially for women, you might want to be a little more self-protective. Even for men, you know, it's still maybe a waste of time if this person is totally not what you're looking for to rush to meet them. But I worry more for women and their safety.
Right.
You know, that it might be better for you to find out a little more about what they're about before you rush to a date. You can say, well, let's talk. I feel more comfortable mm-hmm. if we talk on the phone first. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Boy, is that true. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. And my special guest is Dr. Susan Edelman. She is a board-certified psychiatrist and has spent 29 years as a practicing therapist in Palo Alto, right here in California, specializing in women's issues, as we say in London. In addition to her private practice, Dr. Edelman is an adjunct clinical associate professor at Stanford University in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and she has many more accolades and has done so much to help many other people. This book is really good for everyone to read. It's called Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, A New Sexual Revolution for Women. And we're going to tell you how you can get the book at the end of the show. By the way, guys, the show will be up in the archives right after we're off the air, but I'll explain more and have my techie person put in all the information you need to find out more about Dr. Edelman and also how to get Dr. Susan's book as well. If you'd like to email me, we have some emails coming in, but I want to just cover a few more questions, which I think are going to be answered because I have them planned coming up, guys, in your emails at straighttalktalk@gmail.com. So just listen, hold tight, and I think these are going to answer some of your questions, guys. All right. So you talk about some of the most important points in a single woman's dating toolbox. I love this part of your book because we have to think about these things. These are so important. I don't think a lot of us really go over these points. So can you share some of the most important points?
I would love to.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 12 of them, so there's a lot. But
yeah.
I think one of the most important of all is what I'm calling pruning the good guys and getting rid of the weeds. So a lot of women just can't tell the difference between a guy who doesn't care about your feelings and a nice guy who's willing to compromise with you because he's into you. But this is a huge difference. This is so important to be able to figure out if this is a good guy or not.
Right.
And if you can't tell, you are likely to spend an awful lot of time unhappy with men who don't treat you well.
Boy, is that true? That is so true. So,
and Dr. Michelle, don't you think one of the ways that women can figure that out is when they get better at saying no to what they don't want?
Yes. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, so what I've seen is that, you know, a woman who says no to a guy who's really doesn't care about her, you know, that he's history a lot of times, or he's kind of defensive or argumentative, whereas a nice guy, oh my gosh, he wants to make you happy. It's a completely different reaction. So that's one reason why it's so important to be able to stand up for what you want. It's all part of the process of weeding out the guys who aren't going to be helpful and good for your life.
Right. It's so true. I think a lot of people really have these problems, a lot of women, and they're fearful of saying no. We have to learn to be more assertive. And we can say no in so many wonderful ways. You don't have to be harsh. Some people feel, women feel, that they're going to come off harsh. And no, I mean, there are ways, and also in your book, that you suggest we express ourselves in an assertive way. And how important that is.
Women feel guilty, right, about saying no.
Yeah. And also, you know, I really love the part where you say, do more by saying less. Actions speak louder than words. Can you share a little bit more about that particular aspect in the toolbox?
Absolutely. I would love to. You know, what I hear in my practice is these women who are like, this guy texted me late at night, and, you know, I know it's just a booty call. Why is he doing that? I wrote him back and said, you know, I was busy, or, you know, I had plans or whatever. And I'm like, you know, why even write them back? You're kind of encouraging, in a way, that kind of behavior.
Right.
If somebody texts you late at night or calls you late at night, you don't have to write them back. You don't have to answer the phone. Just ignore it.
Right.
And that's a way of communicating, you know, this is not okay with me.
Right. It's true. And, you know, I think in our society, I mean, as a businesswoman, women, you and I, both, you know, we think, right, oh, I better get back to that person because I don't, you know, it's very important we stay on top of things. And in the business world in general, I think everyone tries to do that as best they can. But I think you're right. When it comes to dating and when it comes to relationships, it's important to just relax a little bit and not jump into, oh boy, they're going to think that I'm not into them if I don't really answer right away. And we have to be patient, and everyone has to learn that maybe we need to process how we're going to respond, or, and not playing games, right?
No, it's communication.
Right. Exactly.
I think that so many women feel like, oh, I don't want to play games, or I don't want to seem manipulative, when all we're talking about is standing up for yourself.
Exactly.
We're not talking about tricking a man. Ideally, you're going to feel like, hey, you know, I need to know if this is the right guy for me. I want to know if he's going to respect my wishes or not.
Right.
And how's he going to figure it out unless you communicate? He can't read your mind.
Yes, exactly. It's so true. Some of the comments that I hear from men who come to see me who are single and out there dating in the world, they tell me about their dates, and they it's really funny. They show me, you know, pictures of people who, you know, they swipe right and they've kind of connected to, and they're talking to, and they're texting, and they, what do you think about this person? I say, I have no idea, and I'm not even going to give you my, you know, you get to choose. But some of the guys who have come in to talk to me about should I continue dating this person is they say that they have sat with a woman who has shown all their cards at once. They've talked about their lives and their families and their exes, and for some reason it's sort of, these guys are a little afraid because, yeek, too much information too soon, I guess?
Right. There's something about preserving some mystery and having people get to know you over time that's way more interesting. I mean, that's one of my guidelines in the book is slow can be sexy, because I think we're so focused on an instant romance and an instant connection with people. And, you know, part of it is we're used to it on talk shows and that kind of thing. We just see that as normal, that people bare their souls. But privacy is also a very good thing. And if you want to have someone curious about you, it's going to be more likely to happen if you don't say everything on the first date.
Right. It is so true. You know, and again, we're not emphasizing to play games, people. We're just sort of getting to know, you know, suggestions. Let's just take little baby steps.
It's a process, getting to know someone. And we're forgetting that there's some anticipation and excitement in taking it slow.
Right, exactly. Unlike Carla in your book. And I was reading in your 12th tool, which I really love. It says, be honest with yourself. Nothing will work if you aren't. And you suggest that it's so important to be honest with ourselves about our needs and wants and emotions. And we did emphasize this in the show all throughout today, but it's so important to understand how we focus so much on who we think we should be or who we want to be. And can you elaborate a little bit more on that, Dr. Susan?
I would love to.
Okay.
You know, nobody can really tell you what's right for you. So you're the only person that can really figure it out.
Yeah.
And your heart is important. Your values are important. And figuring out who you are is way more important than trying to have a certain image.
Yeah.
But I don't think our culture is built that way to some extent. Feelings are not valued, and so we kind of forget about it. We think about the exterior.
It's so true. We do. We've just got to get in touch with who we are on the inside and be true to ourselves. Because I hear a lot of women like Carla, who you describe in your book, who she goes on lots of dates that usually end up in bed. You know, and deep down she wants to be committed in a relationship, but figures that she might as well have fun until she finds the right guy for her.
Yeah.
That's not,
but then how do you break out of that pattern necessarily,
right?
How do you really do it unless you think, there are a lot of women on Facebook now because I've got a couple of little posts going that there's a chat about this whole thing about when to have sex with a new man and things like that. And so many women are saying things like, well, I've decided to quit having sex for a while. And you know, I think it does take a change in the way you approach things to think about the whole thing differently, because otherwise you're kind of in that mindset and you're not thinking, this isn't really what I want.
Exactly. And especially so many times, as Carla has experienced afterward, you know, all these times that she just kind of has sex on the first or second or whatever dates because she feels like she really wants this person, or she wants them to really think she's sexy and it makes her feel better about herself. She always goes home feeling disappointed and wondering, you know, when she's going to meet someone special. But like you said, it's just maybe pull back here and think about what you're doing, and don't jump into those situations right away. Just take care of your psyche and yourself first. You know.
And I think the question that comes up is, how do you say no to sex, right? If you're not sure you're ready, right? So maybe Carla wants to wait to get to know the guy a little bit better to see if he's a potential keeper or not. And I think women worry, especially if the culture is super sexualized, about doing that they're going to instantly lose the man. So, you know, it's probably a good thing to say something like, you know, I'm very attracted to you, but you know, I'm not ready for that. I want to get to know you better, or I'm not into casual sex, or gee, I have to get up early tomorrow, so I can't come over. You know, these kind of things where that kind of gives you a little more time to figure it out. And it's true, some guys are going to blow you off after that. That's going to be the end. But then you know that's all they were interested in. It was never going to go farther.
So true, Dr. Susan. If you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest here on LA Talk Radio is Susan Edelman. She's a medical doctor, psychiatrist, actually, and she's written a book. It's called Be Your Own Brand of Sexy, A New Sexual Revolution for Women. And if you want to put an end to heartbreak and finally find the man for you, you've got to read this great book, because it's going to help you identify some of the ways you think that may not be too healthy for you women out there. And guys, you know, read this book. You'll learn more about the way women think, and maybe it'll help you understand some of the things that you might be doing wrong. You know? And if you're looking for a special person in your life, whatever. So if you'd like to find out more about Dr. Susan Edelman and also find out how to get her book, you can log on to her website, and also the book can be found everywhere in the brick and mortars. But what's the best way for folks to find out more about you, Dr. Edelman?
Well, I have a website, beyourownbrandofsexy.com. Mm-hmm. If your listeners want to take a quiz to find out, it's like the mini quiz of the one in the book, to find out if they're being their own brand of sexy, they can get it there. And I also have I have something special for you guys where you can go to sexygiveaway.com, a giveaway about how to figure out if you're going out with a narcissist or a player, so you can weed these toxic men out of your life before they break your heart. That's sexygiveaway.com and beyourownbrandofsexy.com.
I love those, because I hear so many times from women, why didn't I see this coming? Why did I fall for this person? They beat themselves up for falling for a narcissist and or a charmer. Why, you know, they need to understand, as you just said, you know, what's going on. And so this is really an important point, I think, to bring up real fast. What are some of the things that women should look for that might be signs that a guy will probably never be into you, or maybe a narcissist and is just out to get you into bed, or, you know, just get their emotional needs met?
Well, I think the most important thing you've got to look at is, are you feeling uncomfortable about anything on the date, right? I think we tend to make excuses for men and just kind of overlook things, especially if it feels like, well, he's really into me, or, you know, he makes a lot of money, he's successful. We can sometimes overlook some things that aren't so great. So does he treat the waiter not very well and you're uncomfortable about that, or Are there things like he wants to make decisions about what you're going to eat or drink and doesn't really consult you on them? So I think these are the kind of things where it's kind of all about him. But if you're not paying attention to your feelings, it's easy to overlook those kind of things.
Boy, it sure is, Dr. Susan. It's so funny because, you know, I've heard women say to me, gosh, he just talked about himself the whole time. And I let him, because I didn't. I just thought I'd be quiet, and I let him, and I said, red flag. I wouldn't venture into that one, you know.
Well, occasionally men will do that when they're nervous, too. True. But usually, if there's a way that you actually stand up for yourself and try and talk, then you can also see what happens, right?
Exactly.
Does he then, you know, kind of let you talk, or does he talk over you?
Boy, is that true. Those are some really important things to consider. So in your book, which I love, you describe helping us get more aware of ourselves as women in the dating world. And then you have a really cool dating quiz, because this really helps us think about the way we think. And you suggest that we honestly answer some of these questions in the dating quiz. So can you share some of those questions that we might explore, that we've learned about ourselves to help us really get out there in the world?
Well, I think the most important questions are about whether you can say no to behavior that you don't like. Mm. You know, can you say something if he's late? Can you say no to casual sex or moving in without a ring? You know, those kinds of, they're mostly about, do you communicate things and how do you communicate things? Because there are some ways that are more effective at communicating, and are you protecting yourself in these different dating situations? Because if you're not, it might be time for you to explore why you're not, because, you know, maybe you're afraid of losing him, you're afraid of being alone, and a number of other things. So it's a place to start when you have a quiz like this to really figure out where you are in the process of figuring out how to be your own brand of sexy.
That's great. Some of my favorite questions you ask in your quiz are, do you put your life on hold when you wait for a man? Oops. How many times?
Very common, huh?
Yes, so common. So that's a really big question to ponder, ladies. You know, just think about that. And another question that I hear from women, they've been dating guys, but they're still not sure if they're out there dating other people because they won't share. They won't tell you. They're busy, but maybe they're sort of consistent about dating. But how and when do we bring up monogamy? That's another tough question, right?
Well, I don't think it's really that tough a question if the woman's not in a hurry to have sex.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Right. When we think we've got to have sex right away because of all this cultural pressure, we a little bit lose our bargaining power. Because if you're not in a hurry, then maybe he's going to end up bringing up, like, what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And then it's a conversation that he brings up. It's not something you have to nag him about.
Right. No, it's so true. that's right. I mean, then you're not thinking or having, you know, bad imagery of him being with other women and trying to, he can do what he wants to do as long as you sort of are still allowing yourself to get to know this person and not, you know, having sex or giving it up so you feel like you are being used or worried about what he's doing. So,
yeah, I mean, you get so vulnerable when you have sex with someone, and we just think, oh, we shouldn't be feeling that way, right?
Right.
But it's still there, whether we think we shouldn't be feeling that way or not.
Yes, exactly. And you also ask people to, after the quiz, just kind of identify who you might be, because you just sort of grade yourself with the quiz. So you have to figure out, ladies, if you're eager to please, if you're a daisy or an iris, if you have trouble expressing your feelings, if you are good at understanding your emotions, that's really a good thing, or you're a firm believer in equality, that's a good thing. And also, you know, just to understand following the five guidelines to being your own brand of sexy. And with that, we're just about ending the show here. Unfortunately, time goes so fast, but I appreciate you being here on the couch with me, Dr. Susan. It's just been an amazing adventure here, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. It was great being on the couch with you. I really appreciate it.
No, and I appreciate the book. It's a great read, everyone, and you're going to enjoy it and learn so much about yourself. And you're going to learn how to be your own brand of sexy, A New Sexual Revolution for Women, and also how to get the book up in the archives right after we get off the air here. All right, Susan, thanks again so much. Dr. Susan, wonderful talk, and I'll look forward to sharing my book with anyone else who would like to get a hold of it out there. And we're also live as well on iTunes, and we have a lot more information on how you can get in touch with Dr. Susan Edelman. Have a good one, Susan.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right, guys. Listen, if you have any more questions, you can email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I'll be happy to help you out, maybe with your relationship questions, and or I'm going to refer you over to get this book, Be Your Own Brand of Sexy. It's a good one. Next week, we're talking again about relationships and more about gaining your self-empowerment and self-esteem, because as I always say, it's really important to take care of yourself first, and then you'll be good for others. And that's the way it works in the world. All right, Dr. Michelle Cohen here. Have a great week, and I'll be back next Friday. Bye-bye.